We're continuing our conversation right now about COVID-19 and vaccines. As businesses, schools, and airlines grapple with whether they should require proof of receiving a COVID-19 vaccination. But what if you've been vaccinated and have no proof? The Mountain West News Bureau's Madeline Beck is in that boat, and she is here with us to talk with us about her experience in a vaccine trial for COVID-19. Madeline, welcome back to the show.
Good to be here.
Okay, so let's start with this. Which COVID-19 vaccine trial are you in, and then what stage of the trial are you in?
Right, so I am in the AstraZeneca vaccine trial. As many news hounds will probably know, AstraZeneca has been approved in a lot of other countries, especially in Europe, but does not have FDA approval yet in the United States. And the part of the trial that I'm currently in is the every once in a while, every few months, I'll go in and give them some of my blood. And so they'll check that for antibodies and things like that. And then I check in every Monday morning to say whether I've had any symptoms of COVID. Naturally, if I am exhibiting many symptoms, I'll go in and they can test me for that to see if I've still gotten it.
So why did you decide to volunteer for a trial?
Well, it was for a few reasons. One, out of, I guess, professional curiosity as a reporter who just kind of wants to know how that process works. And then beyond that, I just kind of felt it's kind of a service, I suppose, to be able to go out and say, like, I participated in a trial to make sure that this vaccine works for other people, and it might not work and it might work, but at least I'll have contributed to that science in my own very small way.
So were there any rules that you had to follow? I mean, like keeping some type of journal or anything like that?
Mainly just making sure that if I had any changes in medication, if I had any strong reactions, if I was in the hospital, they gave me a card to make sure that I can call them and say, like, hey, this happened, or I'm feeling these effects, or I'm in the hospital for whatever reason, just to let them know. So just basically to keep them updated. And especially if, of course, I'd ever been actually tested positive for COVID, I would let them know and they'd bring me in. But yeah, that's generally, it's pretty straightforward. I would just go in at the beginning was a little bit more frequently, but now it's every couple months.
So you learned that you actually got the vaccine. So A, I want to know what that was like when you found out. But first, before you answer that, did you kind of experience any, you know, any symptoms that may have, you know, or side effects, I guess, that may have given you a clue? Well, maybe I didn't get the placebo.
Yeah, and it was kind of funny, actually. When I first got the shot, I was like, I was prepared for it to feel like almost like a larger needle, or like it more feel like I got a punch in the arm. And I was like, oh, that didn't feel like much at all. And then a couple hours later, I didn't have any side effects. So I was like, oh, I must have gotten the placebo, you know, no big deal. And I went to sleep that night. The next morning, I was planning on going snowboarding for the first time in the season. And I woke up just with total body aches all over, massive headache, just like curled up in a ball. And I was like, yeah, I think I might have gotten a real vaccine. And so,
right, yeah,
that was the thought. But of course, you know, the brain does weird things. So if I had somehow subconsciously convinced myself that I'd gotten the real vaccine, I could have manufactured those symptoms. But as it turns out, they were accurate.
And so then what was your reaction when they said, yes, in fact, you got the vaccine?
I mean, it was massive relief. But it also, yeah, over the course of the months of waiting, whether I got it or didn't get it, I played everything extremely safe. And I'm glad I still did that. I talked to the lead doctor, and he'd said that someone else who had thought that they had symptoms that were like the real vaccine had in fact gotten the placebo. So he's like, yeah, it's always, you know, that just kind of reaffirmed my, like, it was good to play it safe, but now I feel extremely relieved that in that time I wasn't getting it or spreading it. And now I for sure won't be going forward.
So here's what I thought was super interesting. And I mentioned this in the intro, that we know that some places are requiring proof of vaccine, right? Like concert venues, some universities in the fall. So You, as a vaccine participant, do you have proof that you were actually vaccinated?
Me personally, I do not. Now, I have heard from other AstraZeneca participants that they were able to get a letter from their local trial area, but I reached out to AstraZeneca as a whole, and I asked, you know, is everybody going to get some sort of proof that goes beyond, you know, a letter that might be able to be forged, you know? And they said that they were trying to do that, and hopefully they would meet CDC recommendations to do that in the next couple weeks. But then, I mean, just think too, if you do get a card from AstraZeneca that is proof, that isn't just a letter from your local trial organization, you know, you get a card. Well, what then? It's not FDA approved yet. So there's still concerts. Like, I don't know, a bunch of us were talking recently about Bruce Springsteen. To get in to see him and his Broadway show, you have to have one of the FDA approved vaccines. And that's just a Broadway show. You know, I wonder if you can only get in with Pfizer, Moderna, or Johnson & Johnson. So I couldn't get in there, even if I did have proof from AstraZeneca. So I think we're going to keep seeing those challenges keep coming up, which is unfortunate. But yeah.
Well, I guess then, I mean, you can't really get a second vaccine, right? You can't get a Pfizer, a Moderna, or a Johnson & Johnson to show proof, or can you?
I could if I wanted to. I could go out today and go to Albertsons and get it. But the quandary is, you know, whether I should. And that would be like, you know, there hasn't, from my knowledge, this could be happening. Of course, I have a limited scope of all of the studies that are going on worldwide. But I haven't seen any major study on people who are using two different or mixing and matching different kinds of these vaccines. So, you know, we don't know what that would do. It likely wouldn't cause adverse effects, how mRNA vaccines work, how other vaccines work. But, you know, now that, like, I am a younger woman of childbearing age, which is the demographic that in the extremely, extremely rare cases of blood clots has showed up. So it's like, would I be increasing my chances for that? There are a lot of things that go through your head. And so it's one of those things that it's like, I could pop down to my doctor or pharmacy anywhere, get that vaccine and get the card as proof. But do I want to? Should I? I don't know.
Yeah. So many questions. Hey, Madeline, first off, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you as well for being in a vaccine trial. It's people like you that allow us to be where we are today. So thank you. We've been talking with Mountain West News Bureau reporter Madeline Beck about her experience in the AstraZeneca vaccine trial. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
More Idaho Matters next.